Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, Russell Wilson. 50-minute mark happened a bunch of time ago. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Should have done that last hour. My bad. We're live at the Rivers. My frame of mind is to be ready to go. And then he trailed off there after that. I think Russell Wilson believes he should be starting this game against the Raiders. And I don't put it past him to make a very impassioned plea to Mike Tomlin to get the shot to step in. And he's going to make the argument like, hey, we've lost two in a row. Let me get out there and rally the guys and lead us to victory, that kind of fire and brimstone thing.
Steelers country, win the seventh.
Is that what it is? Win the seventh? Is that what his thing is?
I thought that's what it was, okay. Wasn't it? Steelers country, let's smelt.
What if he said stairway to seven? Would you like that more?
No, he would just be ripping off one that we've been doing for a while. Steelers country, one for the other index finger. I mean... I think that he...
How does Sierra put up with the corniness, by the way? She's tremendous. I am such a fan of hers. Does he turn off the corniness when he walks into the house? Or is she one of these ladies that, like, somehow is either turned on by...
She just thinks it's endearing.
Really into the corniness.
We laugh about the corniness. He seems like a genuinely good person. I think, like, I've never heard a bad word about him. Like, maybe as a teammate, he's not, like, a great teammate. He's very self-absorbed, but not, like, in a malicious way. He's just kind of in his own world. I'm sure she probably just likes being married to somebody who seems like a genuinely decent person.
But there's so many of those people out there for someone like her.
But they aren't NFL quarterbacks. Not that she needs the money. She's famous in her own right.
Right, that's what I mean.
What if they're just very aligned, like, with charitable interests? I mean, he's doing these hospital visits with sick kids.
He's great with that stuff.
Here's the point. You're thinking about it from a guy's perspective. We're shallow idiots. She's probably, like, she sees all the things or knows all the things about him I'm describing right now, and she's the kind of person I want to be my life partner.
But you don't think she hits a saturation point?
Well, maybe he walks in the house after, like, doing the whole, like, yeah, Mr. Unlimited, and he goes, hey, honey, what's for dinner or something like that.
It just turns it off.
It shuts it off and goes, do you want to watch, like, you want to watch Pawn Stars tonight or something like that?
So that's Wilson. I did have Donnie grab this. Tony Dungy, we know how close Dungy is with Tomlin because that's where Mike got his NFL coaching. That's where he got his NFL coaching start. Because Dungy was there in Tampa before John Gruden.
Isn't there somebody else, though, he credits, like, with being the very first guy to have gotten him in the door? I could have swore there was.
Oh, yeah, the The guy that was the Lions head coach for a hot set, Martinelli.
Yeah, I thought Marinelli.
Marinelli,
I thought that was what it was.
Right, okay, but anyways.
He's very close with Dungy, bottom line.
To the point where he made that absurd comment about playing the Patriots in the AFC Championship game before they had even made the playoffs and then lost to Jacksonville.
Yeah,
he was so comfortable with Dungy. So Tony was at Steelers practice on Thursday of last week and said this to NBC Sports.
I'll tell you what, guys, if you'd been with me at the Thursday practice, Russell's trying to work his way back in. He's running the scout team. And if you didn't know it, you would have thought he had the first receivers going against the scout team defense. He threw some balls against the Steelers' first D that just were right on point. And when you saw the guys react to him and just kind of shake their heads in admiration, I'm thinking, yeah, when this guy gets back in there, he's going to give them a lift of confidence.
That's Dungy, dude. Like, of all the things that have been put out there, Florio with us yesterday, Aditi hearing murmurs and things from her
Melissa
friends.
Stark, because they were in the production. Melissa was in the production meeting. Aditi knows the things that are shared sometimes.
The sideline reporter
they're
sorority
very close.
Together.
They're very close friends. Yep. And Aditi understands, like, when you can tip the audience off based on something you heard, you can kind of hint in a direction. They had him giving the catchphrase on the air.
Dungy's
a true ball knower without he just knows ball.
But not only but he's close enough with Tomlin where he's reporting on something that happens privately behind closed doors and feels like he can in great detail describe what happened and how it made not only Steelers
other players
feel,
yeah.
But I'm guessing, like, if the players are reacting that way, the coach has to pick up on that. And it just that I think I said maybe 30% chance Russell Wilson starts on Sunday.
Now what are you up to?
I'm at 48. I'm at 50-50 right now, Chris.
I still need to know, did he work with the first team today? That's my big question. Did he throw to was he throwing to George Pickens?
We did not hear him answer that question in the brief clip that Donnie had.
Right, so Mike can say, well, he's a veteran. He might not be a veteran here in this system, but everybody's pretty much new to Arthur Smith. I just trust the guy with very little run-up time to get out there and be good to go. But I would still think you would want just a little bit of practice rapport throwing to these guys in, like, a real practice situation and not a glorified walk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Walkthrough.
The total request Thursday at 5:30. We're letting you vote on it right now. TRT means you pick the topic. 4 things on the table. Petulant George Pickens. Penn's epic opening loss. Pitt 5-0, and Lieutenant Dan, he's in the news, Malzi. And right now, Pitt is it right now with 37% of the vote after Pat Narduzzi joined us last hour.
This is going to be I think it's going to be a very close race. I'm going to goose it right now. I'm going to give it the Mulsey retweet and see what happens.
Joining us right now, you will hear him on Pitt pregame coverage on The Fan Saturday afternoon around 12:30. Or is it 11:30?
No, it's 12:30.
12:30. Bob Papiani, you know that voice. You've also heard him singing songs dedicated to Mulsey on the station this week. What is that?
That's not going to win your total request Thursday, I can tell you that.
Bob, do you remember the old story where, like, Dick Cheney, the former vice president, of course, went hunting with his buddies and the one guy ended up with a face full of buckshot?
Yes.
Can you, the next time Starkey drags you out to the golf course, I'm not asking you to hit him in the face with a golf ball, but just maybe could you, like, practice chipping on a tee box if it's crowded and maybe just kind of put one into his calf so he just knows you're there? Can you do that for me?
I'll do that for you, sure. I may do it for myself.
Just a little wedge chip shot. Nothing crazy. Just something to let you know and just say, hey, Joe, maybe stop the singing.
I don't think that'll ever stop. I mean, it's just who he is. He's pretty good about rhyming some of the lyrics, too.
You know what? I actually have a segue, believe it or not, from That's Just Who He Is. I'm just thinking, there's so much going on here, so I'll get to it quickly. I'm just thinking about watching a 6-0 loss last night and just thinking to myself, that's just who the Penguins are now. It feels very grim with 81 of these left, Bob. That feels, saying that there are 81 games left for the Penguins feels like a threat and not a calming statement.
Yeah, and that was just disappointing and embarrassing, actually, for the first game of the year against the Rangers and what they ended up doing. There was not a lot of pushback. Early on, they got some chances. Shesterkin stopped them, and Jari couldn't do the same for the Penguins. Next thing you know, they're down big, and, power play. It's the same problems, guys. It's just shorthanded goal. They actually could have had two. There was another one earlier in that game, and Carter got the second one, but you know, I guess it's good or bad how you look at this. They got a game tonight, so maybe they can just quickly get back and turn in a good game, although Detroit and a lot of these teams in the Eastern Conference are all pretty good skating teams.
And, Bob, you did guarantee the Penguins would make the playoffs Monday night on the sports call, if I recall. So they got.
I did. I don't know if I used the word guaranteed. I said, if you asked me, I thought their power play would be much better. So after one game, it's only one, but that didn't make me look very good there.
And you seem to be the last guy who wants to bail on Tristan Jarry, Bob. Are you ready to do that yet, finally? Or are you still going to be steadfast?
I'm heading in that direction, although, you know, it's funny about him. He made some really, really good saves last night, but the ones that you want to make or need to make, especially early in the games, he just does not make.
Yep.
And I think that was the flow of the game because Shesterkin did make those saves. And then next thing you know, it's a deficit.
One game in, did you do the ice cream sundae with, like, the 25 cherries?
Maraschino cherries.
Yeah. No.
To my displeasure, they've done away with maraschino cherries, and it's more like a pirate press lounge now where it's all ice cream bars. There is no soft serve. I love the soft serve, but there's none.
I do like a good ice cream bar, though. Like, if you give me an ice cream sandwich or whatever, I'll eat one of those.
You get the chocolate all over your fingers, and it's so hard to get it off.
You got to keep it in the wrapper. What are you, a child?
I don't
want
it in the
wrapper
down
the whole time. You should eat it with a knife and fork.
I have the same problem as Pony. My hands look terrible when I'm done. Everything's stuck together. I just want soft serve, and I want maraschino cherries.
Bob, we heard Russell Wilson at the end of practice today. We also heard Tony Dungy talking about how great Wilson looked at practice last week. Right now, do you think it'll be Wilson or Fields against the Raiders on Sunday?
I still think it's going to be Fields. That's the way I would play it, just because I haven't seen enough of him to make me think that he can't go out there against that team and be successful. You know, Russell Wilson's to the point now where it's going to be an interesting discussion week in and week out, and I think it will come down to what happens on the field that day. And if Justin plays well, because me personally, I just get the vibe that they want to see him consistently be good, because quite frankly, if you're going to invest in the future, he's the guy you'd want to invest in. Having said that, Russell Wilson was very good in the red zone last year. He didn't make mistakes. He made big hookups. They need that as well. And you know, but that's also tied together with play calling, conservative ways of thinking, and letting things happen a little bit more.
You know, I can't shake the notion, though, that it probably two plays or two things happen. If George Pickens doesn't fumble against Indy, and if the Steelers just find a way to fall on that ball on second and goal when the Cowboys go in for the winning score, if those two plays go the Steelers' way, I think we're talking about a 5-0 football team, and I feel like it's not even a question as to whether or not Russell Wilson will get back in the lineup. The answer is a flat no. So I would think, Bob, putting him in would be reacting to more the results on the field and not whether or not Justin Fields warranted being benched.
Yes, those are good points. But I will also tell you that while those two games could have been wins, I thought they caught Russell or Kirk Cousins at a very good time. He was not sure of himself. The difference that I see now in Kirk Cousins after his last 509 yards, pretty big stuff there. So, and Bo Nix has gotten better. Their team has gotten better. So maybe he's just catching the teams at the right time. So, yeah, you can make that 5-0 possibility, but it can also go the other way too.
Bob, one more for you here. George Pickens, he did not exactly sound apologetic today when it came to his effort and then what he wrote on his eye black Sunday. Jerry Dulac put in the Post-Gazette that the Steelers should consider trading Pickens if this nonsense continues. Are you getting closer to that?
Not yet. He's just too talented. I got to figure out a way. If I'm Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith and everyone involved in that offense, I thought Tom Arthur was going to be a guy who can actually do some things with him. And as a quarterback, wide receiver kind of guy, the quarterback coach also has an impact on, I think, how wide receivers fare. And, I'm not going to give up on him yet, Pony. I'm not. I'm more willing to wait and see what happens. I think there's too much talent to extract there. He's got to get his head on right, and if he does, and they also need to help him. That's the other part of this. You know, you can talk about him all you want, but if somebody doesn't come in here and help him out at the other side of that wide receiving spot, then you may have the same kind of problem all year. Who knows? But I'm not giving up on him, not yet.
At what point in his career, though, now we're well into year, or almost halfway into year three in the NFL, are we allowed to expect a little bit more maturity in handling whatever adversity might be coming his way? Like, at what point am I allowed to say, should be handling this better by now?
But no, I get that, and you're right. But I'm not going to give up on the talent quite yet, because talent still wins out for me. If he's one of those guys who can, if he does all this stuff and he puts up 150 yards a game on 9 catches and 2 touchdowns, but so far we haven't seen any touchdowns. So to me, that's more alarming than the attitude. The attitude is probably the result of all of this frustration and lack of success. So they've got to do things to get him more involved, scheme him open a little bit more. He's going to, of course, run harder than he's been running, and that's a problem that should be, basically tackled head on, and it shouldn't be tolerated. So, but I'm gonna defer to the talent for now and see what happens.
Bob, Donnie Football is headed to Vegas for Steelers and Raiders on Sunday. It'll be his first trip to Vegas. Donnie was soliciting recommendations and advice on what to do while he's out there on Twitter. What's your 2 cents on the matter?
Well, first of all, Donnie's not going to do this because I would go to Shadow Creek and play golf first.
That's a cool 1,000 or 1,100 around, I think, Bob.
He's Donnie Football. Are you kidding me? They pay him a lot of money. He's lost a lot of weight.
I'd hold it back on that, Pomp. Money don't grow on trees in this family.
Come on, Donnie. You got to do that. Do you play golf anyway? I didn't even know that. Do you?
I've gone like twice for real. I can't be doing that.
All right,
that.
Well. I mean, there's so many places to go out there. I mean, I don't know. Are you a gambler? I would not encourage that, by the way, other than what you do on your phone, just here and there getting involved. But you can get sucked into all this stuff out here pretty quickly. But they've got some great steakhouses. They've got some great food is my thing. If I come to a place like that, food first.
Now we're talking. So
how about some quick recommendations
here? He doesn't
have
any. I don't think.
No, I mean, I stay most of the times when we go, we stay at the Bellagio and the Wynn. Those are good places, and they have some pretty good restaurants. I mean, you get all these, the Emeril Lagasse and
Here's something Donnie needs to know, I think, right, Pomp? Tell me if I'm wrong. I haven't been to Vegas in several years, but I feel like if he and his buddies actually want to go to a pretty nice steakhouse, you got to have some nicer clothes. Like, you can't just walk in there looking like you're a bunch of, yinzers,
Hobos.
Basically. Yeah, you got to have a nice pair of slacks,
and
a jacket.
So. I think, but I haven't seen that recently. Maybe the dress code is relaxed a little bit, but I tend to think they take that stuff pretty seriously. So I have a good place for you. It's called Heinz Healy. Let me take you down there, Donnie, and we'll get some good stuff for you.
Man. Bob, thank you. That was very generous of you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Have a nice trip.
Thanks. Bye.
Wow. Can you imagine a Donnie glow up like that? Pomp just has him wearing pocket squares and, like, tie matches, like, the buttons on his suit jacket?
I don't – it just – I think Donnie's – I think Donnie's going to stay true to who he is regardless of how much money he makes, though. I think he's always going to have the Fetterman look about
it. So if Donnie's a millionaire someday, he'll still be wearing a hoodie that just says – or a crew neck that says college on
it. Right, Donnie? I mean, am I wrong in saying that? I just don't – you're not – you cease to be Donnie Football if you start to dress up fancy like that all
the time. I'd go corporate. It would be like when The Rock went corporate and they tried to get Stone Cold to go corporate. It just didn't work.
What would your sport be? You'd cease to become Donnie Football and become like Donnie Polo or something like that?
Donnie Tennis. Base means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. First, I got to let you guys know Verizon's the official 5G network of the Steelers. And they are treating one deserving veteran to lunch with Cam Hayward, or deserving veterans, excuse me, more than one, my bad. Head to the Verizon store by October 20th. You got 10 days left to nominate a vet, no purchase necessary, 18 plus to enter. Visit lunchwithcamhayward from Verizon.com for details. All right, before the Steelers play the Chargers in their home opener, Bill Cowher ranked the five best defensive players in Steelers history. Troy 1, T.J. Watt 4, Mel Blunt 3, Rod Woodson, Joe Green 1. That was his list of five. I said at some point in PMT Power Rankings, we would give our own top five. So I'm going to just allow for us to go around the room here and not like elaborate too much on our rankings. Each put out our five, and then once all of us put out our five, we can debate why we left certain guys off and ranked certain guys too high, too low, etc. Malsy, you want to go first here?
Sure. I will go first. Number five on my list of – am I doing the whole list here?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if we were all doing five, then all doing four. Number five on my list of greatest Steelers defensive players of all time, I'm actually going to put, even though that people might be surprised that I, you know, say that this guy's been a little overrated throughout the years, I will put Jack Lambert number five. Mm. You know, still – it still matters that you had a guy making tackles, a guy that was athletic, a guy that could go sideline to sideline. All of that stuff is true about him. I won't belabor the point. I know I say he's a little bit overrated, but that doesn't mean he wasn't great. Number four, Troy Polamalu. I think that for people my age and, you know, probably 15 years younger, people who came of age with those late 90s, early 2000s Steelers, he sort of has the mystique that a guy like Lambert does. He made crazy plays that it felt like nobody else could make. And just he did cool stuff that was extremely memorable in addition to just being a great player. Number three on my list is actually going to be Rod Woodson. And I debated a lot Woodson in number two on the list. There was not a lot of debate internally for number one, but Woodson, I think, easily could have a case for being higher, but I'm going to nudge him aside in favor of somebody, and this is going to shock people, given a Penn State guy love, Jack Ham, who I think, if I wanted to go against one particular criteria, could be number one on this list in many ways, but he's number two to Joe Green, because it still starts and ends for me with a guy who didn't maybe have the counting stats that other players did, who maybe didn't, you know, they didn't have sacks as an official statistic, but they picked him number one overall, and he transformed the franchise, and he was objectively a phenomenal player.
Man, I think one major omission that I know will include in mine.
Yeah, of course.
My top five, I have Troy five. I have Troy as the best defensive player from the 05 and 08 Super Bowl winning teams. So I'm going to give a nod to that era of Steelers football by including him on the list. I'm putting T.J. Watt four. I think he has a chance in the next couple of years to get higher on this list. He's led the league in sacks the last three times he stayed healthy and played the entire year. He's won the Defensive Player of the Year award once. He's won the Andrew Filippone Defensive Player of the Year award twice because Myles Garrett did not deserve to win it last year. I have Ham 3 because he's the ultimate technician, the most fundamental Steelers defensive player of all time. I have Jack Lambert 2 because he is the spirit animal that is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense from the 70s and everything he represented. He also won Defensive Player of the Year award, so it's not just all things that are ephemeral and can't be counted and can't be looked
Donnie,
at.
Donnie, do you know
factual.
What ephemeral is?
And then number one, I'm going with Joe Green because he was the beginning of Steelers greatness and was the anchor of that defense. That was amazing in winning four Super Bowls. So Troy, Watt, Ham, Lambert, Green for me. By the way, I will point out to you guys again, Cowher left Ham and Lambert off his list. both of those guys. A major oversight by him, and we ripped him for it at the time, at least I did. Let's get Donnie's list in here. 5-1, top five defense, Don.
I'm going to go Rod Woodson at number five for me. Number four, I really had issues with 2, 3, and 4, as you could probably tell by the way I just started talking there. One is obvious. I mean, we know who that's going to be. Four, I'm going to have Troy Polamalu there. I really thought about putting him at both of the spots ahead. Just maybe biased from me because he was like the player when I was watching football growing up, and I just feel like he is a true one-of-a-kind type guy. TJ Watt for me, number three. Opportunity that there is a real chance that if his, you know, if the Steelers don't end up being a team that gets to the playoffs or shows to be a true contender, he will be one of the greatest players in league history that's never won a playoff game. There's a real opportunity for that.
I think he's already there. I think he's right there with Joe Thomas
number,
in that regard.
Number two, I go Jack Ham. We talk all the time. Yeah, Jack Lambert was like the cool one, and Jack Lambert was the one that was the face of the Steel Curtain defense. And maybe my own father will be upset with me for leaving Lambert off of this list, but Jack Ham, pretty much anyone will say he was the more well-rounded player and the better overall player. He takes number two for me. He was always somebody making a difference, no matter how big or small it was. Joe Green, number one.
You know what we should have done? Maybe we can do this another time. We should have flipped it and said, name the five worst Steelers defensive players.
I can do that right now.
Of all time. Artie Burns,
Anthony
Devin
Smith.
Bush.
Anthony Smith's absolutely on that list. Burns. I have visions of Chad Scott getting beat for touchdowns over and over again.
Oh, that's disrespectful to Chad Scott.
No, I know. He doesn't belong on that list.
Well, I mean, what about guys who, like, never played, like Golson?
How about Ricardo Coakley?
I don't see why not. I don't see why
you
couldn't say that.
Is there a defensive lineman, like, does Ziggy Hood make the cut, or was
he,
like, too
comp? No, he's just a bad
average
pick. Donnie, my thing with Senquez Golson is, like,
never
we never actually saw him suck.
We never saw him
play too much.
Well, he just literally never played. Man, who is the actual Burns is up there, and Anthony Smith is way up there for me. Holy crap.
How
about Justin Lane? More modern era.
I just didn't see it. Again, like, he was relegated to the bench so much that I never got a chance to see him suck.
He was more just an avatar of, why does Mike Tomlin think he can draft multiple corners and turn them into good players? It hasn't ever worked.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of, like, who's a defensive player who, like, really drew people's ire.
Oh, there's plenty of guys that were ire.
Bush is a good one. Bud Dupree was on track to be one until he finally got it together when they drafted Watt.
Yes, when he stopped DMing me, I think it really took off from there once he stopped obsessing over what people like I was saying about his mediocre career to that point. Would you put... Let's think of some older heads here.
By the way, Watt for me is obviously like number six, and you can make a case for him. But like, they just got it. I know it's not fair to him because it's an individual ranking.
Why make a point to say it?
Because I don't feel bad about any of the five guys ahead of him being ahead of him.
How about Huey Richardson, Malsy, for a guy that sucked ass?
He was terrible. Now we're not going for like Senor Sack because his career ended.
No,
in
I don't count
tragedy.
Him.
So
I do not count him.
Some old heads who...
How about Broderick Jones? Not Broderick Jones. Jarvis Jones.
Dude, he's up there.
He was somebody I was so excited about.
Same.
Do you remember the infamous clip of Colbert and Tomlin talking about that? Where
how about how it was such an easy
Kevin
evaluation?
Just goes, this was like an easy pick. And then Mike just goes with like the biggest, widest grin he could possibly muster. He goes, yeah, I concur with Kevin there. They thought
it was an all-time steal.
They thought they were getting just an incredible football player. Huey Richardson, so you do the approximate value stat on Pro Football Reference Pony. It's like a nice little counting number.
It's like NFL war.
Right. Huey Richardson, approximate value, zero. Literally, one of the worst players in team history. I'm trying to look up guys who played like more than a year who were just that bad, and there aren't too many, Pony, that are zero.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.